I believe in friends who can make you laugh so hard you cry.
I believe in All the Way Full.
Here's what I believe. If there's one thing you don't mess with in life, it's love.
This I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. What comes to mind when someone utters the phrase comfort food? Does it conjure up warm images of grilled cheese sandwiches with just the right amount of gooey innards, or perhaps the aromatic vegetable soup your favorite uncle made when you paid him a visit? Whatever images and taste memories we hold near and dear, food has a powerful way of shaping our lives. The author Kurt Vonnegut once said, "You can't just eat good food. You've got to talk about it too." And that's exactly what this week's essayist, 15-year-old Robin Hall, is about to do.
Some people view eating or cooking as a way to relax or deal with stress. For others, it is just part of their daily routine and they barely think about it. For me, food brings back memories. I believe in peanut butter and jelly sandwiches cut into triangles. Once a week, when I was small, my family and I would go to our grandparents' house in Newport. I was always greeted in the usual way, "Well, there goes the silence," by my papa and "Hello, love," by my British granny. Eventually, our visit led to lunch. There were only two options for lunch on Tuckerman Ave, mac and cheese or peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. These two options became all the more special because they were the kinds of lunch we would never have at home. The mac and cheese was somehow cheesier, or as we called it, ooey gooey. Whenever it was cooking, that warm, cheesy smell wafted through the house. The peanut butter and jelly was always made to our preference, which meant my granny would cut the sandwich into four triangles and then cut off the crust. It was made with sweet blueberry jelly and smooth, creamy peanut butter. We would sit together on the porch and enjoy each other's company and the sunshine. On one visit I remember in particular, we were eating lunch, and being the little kid I was rolling around on the floor. To get me to eat, my 80-year-old grandfather got down on all fours like he was a little kid himself and chased me from underneath the table into my seat. They would always make this lunch special, even though it was so simple. Now, as my grandparents get older, I am the one making the lunch for them. Though it isn't peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, I'm able to make it special and give them the joy that they gave to me. Just the other day at school, I opened my lunch to find a peanut butter and jelly sandwich cut into triangles. The first thing I remembered was those days in Newport, and I was filled with joy. Now, I get that feeling whenever I have that same lunch. For me, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches cut into triangles represents pure joy, and until the day I die, they will always make me happy.
Robin Hall is a 15-year-old freshman at North Smithfield High School, where he's a musician, swimmer, runner, and formed his school's first Quidditch club. Robin reports that he has grown up listening to National Public Radio. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.